ahead and budget for gifts. I recommend you visit my friends at Southern Homes and Gardens, Alabama's premier Christmas store. Southern Homes and Gardens is locally owned and operated for over 38 years, and they carry a huge variety of long-lasting, lifelike Christmas trees, always 50% off. You can also get gorgeous poinsettias and holiday greenhouse favorites for your gift buying. They have a wide selection of budget-friendly pre-wrapped gifts, plus an endless selection of store-wide gift specials, up to 50% off and on-site personalization. Choose from exquisite decor and hundreds of ornaments. So visit Southern Homes and Gardens today. Call 334-387-0440. Or visit southernhomesandgardens.com. Tell them Dave sent you. United
for your comfort. Shane is here from United, number one in the River Region when it comes to your indoor comfort.
As we enter the end of the year and holiday season, we're doing all we can to help make a new efficient system or water heater affordable by offering some finance options with approved credit with payments as little as $90 a month.
Wow, $90 a month. Outstanding. The savings on my utilities will probably cover that. United has options for everyone.
Call United 24-7. And remember, we can clear your slow or clogged drains from all your holiday company coming over like Cousin Eddie.
Yeah, and every family has a Cousin Eddie.
Or maybe you have breakers that keep tripping after all your Christmas lights were put up. We can help with that, too.
United service team is on standby and here for you this holiday season. Let United help you lower your utility bills and raise your indoor comfort. They're number one for a reason. Call United today at 262-0247.
Or visit unitedheating.net and check us out on Facebook.
Alabama certification number 84560.
United for your comfort.
Don't be a humbug. Get into the Christmas spirit with A Christmas Carol at the Alabama Shakespeare Festival. A cast of more than 30 actors bring Scrooge's magical journey to vivid life in this spectacular production. Don't miss the River Region's favorite holiday tradition. Experience all the joy and goodwill of the Christmas season with A Christmas Carol, now through Christmas Eve. For ticket information, visit asf.net.
SunTrust Mortgage Incorporated, NMLS number 29115, is an equal housing lender. For full licensing information, visit suntrust.com/mortgage.
Behind every mortgage is a dream, a family spending the holidays together, memories, both old and new. At SunTrust Mortgage, we believe that behind every mortgage should be a bank you can trust, not just to help you find the best rates, but to guide you through each step and give you the best information, to inform you of all your options, so you can make smart financial decisions and confidently plan for your future. Because the right mortgage can make a big difference when it comes to making your money work for you. With SunTrust Mortgage, you'll get a partner who is personally involved, an expert that doesn't look at your mortgage as just paperwork and monthly payments, but sees it for what it really is, your home. SunTrust. Confidence starts here. For a free consultation on how you can still benefit from historically low rates, call 1-800-402-7135. That's 1-800-402-7135. 1-800-402-7135.
What are the top five reasons for a Krispy Kreme fundraiser? They're profitable, fast, simple, affordable, and successful. Selling delicious Krispy Kreme donuts to family, friends, neighbors, or in high traffic areas can generate significant funds for your organization. Visit Krispy Kreme on the Atlanta Highway or at KrispyKreme.com for more fundraising ideas.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network, brought to you by Capital City Ace Hardware. When it comes to hardware for your home, Ace is the place. 3215 Taylor Road next to Applebee's.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks. Rich Thomas Weather.
Bundle up more winter weather in our forecast for the next few days. In fact, the next couple of days are pretty complicated. For tonight, a cold rain. Overnight low temperature in the upper 30s. Tomorrow, more rain likely. Another chilly day with a high temperature in the mid-40s at best. Tomorrow night, there could be a brief let up in the rain late tomorrow night before the next surge of rain comes in by Friday morning, low 39. I think Friday we hover near 39. Rain possibly mixed with a little bit of wet snow. Accumulation is unlikely, but we'll keep an eye on it for you. And then on Saturday, the sun is back out, a cold day high around 49, down to 27 late Saturday night, Sunday morning. Our weather app keeps you on top of the drastic weather changes. It's going to be your best friend over the next few days with this winter weather. Go to the App Store and search Rich Thomas Weather. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Hey, everybody. everybody, troll pal Sky Mosley, reminding you not to call David Ernest if you trust the government $19 trillion in debt to provide for your retirement. That's right. Also, don't call David at Ernest Financial if you prefer to pay all the taxes the government allows.
Hello, this is David Ernest of Ernest Financial, inviting you to join Sky, Matthew, and myself every Thursday night between 6 and 8 p.m. at Folklorelli's Pizza on Atlanta Highway and get 40% off. Just say the magic words, reverse compound interest, to receive your 40% discount.
As always, the Professor of Prosperity offers a free, no-obligation consultation. Just call 334-279-7431 to set up your appointment. David wants to provide you with information formerly known to only the very wealthy and elite. 334-279-7431 for all your financial needs.
Your News Talk place to be. The Dan Morris Show, noon till 3, only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Hold on to your butt.
I'm, of course, surprised that a story had such an immediate and profound effect upon radio listeners.
Hooey pleases the boobs a great deal more than sense.
Woe is us! We're in a lot of trouble!
In politics, man must learn to rise above principle.
What the hell are we doing here?
We are behaving the way a superpower ought to behave.
Well, our behavior has produced some crappy results.
What we're witnessing now is the failure of the state. It is a death struggle for our republic.
Giving voice to liberty in our time.
Joey Clark.
Hello and welcome to the program. You're listening to the Joey Clark Radio Hour. Thank you so much for listening. Be sure to check out the Facebook page. It's really not that difficult. You just type in the Joey Clark Radio Hour and you hit like. No, there are no guarantees with Facebook algorithms, or you can just listen. Or not, if you hate me. And my guest tonight, Seth Spotler. How you doing tonight, man?
Pretty good, man. How are you?
I'm great. And I finally got out of my hermit hole. Slowly but surely. I went over and saw you do a set with the whole comedy gang over there, GT South, and I loved your set.
Did you really?
Yeah, because you told me before you went on that you tell stories. And some I like, I'm a big fan of Bert Kreischer and all, especially his true stories. That guy was crazy. But I love that you just took from your own life, kind of told the story, and you interwove some jokes in there.
You got to have a punchline, you know, but yeah. I mean, I'm just kind of crazy, and people like my the things that I do, and I just throw a punchline in there and a callback, and people call it a joke, and they laugh, so.
Well, you have to be a little bit crazy to try comedy. I mean, what made you, how old are you?
I'm 34.
34, yeah. So, and you've, how long have you been trying to do comedy, or doing comedy?
About 4 years.
Okay, so what makes you at 30 say, I'm going to do this, I'm going to put myself sometimes up in front of maybe a crowd of people. Sometimes, as you've told me, it's like nobody there.
Yeah, that was the first year. A bunch of nobody, you know. And what made me start doing it? A woman.
It always starts there.
Yeah. I left her, and I had... I started sitting at the bar and drinking, and a buddy of mine come, and he started sitting with me, and we'd sit there and have a peanut gallery and start picking on people.
Yeah.
Are we not picking on? Well, yeah, picking on them.
Yeah. You sit there, you people watch, you make comments.
Yeah,
I've done it. Everybody.
Yeah, you sit there and we would just be ourselves and make jokes about people, and people would come sit next to us. And the game was see if they would not run off, because most of the time our conversations were terrible.
Right.
And they would leave, you know.
Yeah. It's like, who are these degenerates?
Yeah, who are these guys? Why am I sitting next to this man?
Yeah.
So,
out of that comes, like, okay, I want to do this.
Out of that,
not just at the bar.
Yeah, he was like, hey, man, let's go do this, you know? And he did it, and it took me about a month, and then I started doing it with him, and I loved it. Even though the first year, it was basically an empty bar and just telling jokes, and I was bad at it, and I still am kind of bad, but I
enjoyed it.
Hey, practice makes perfect, so I'm better than I was. But
when you are a single dad, right?
Yes.
How old your daughter?
One and a half.
Wow, that scares the crap out of me, man.
It's
not even my daughter that scares the crap out of me.
It's awesome. It's amazing. People say whatever they say, but once you get her and you have her, and it's just like instinct, you know? You know what to do.
I mean,
I knew what to do. I quit drinking.
Yeah, there you go. That's a very smart choice.
So, yeah. So now I don't drink anymore, but I still go out and hang out with all my little drinking buddies, and it's cool when I take care of my kid. I wake up without a hangover.
Well,
so
that's how you know they're real buddies, because you're still hanging out with them even though you're not drinking.
Yeah.
I've had those friends where it was only the drinking, and then that stops, and you don't really talk to each other anymore.
Yeah.
And it's like, all right, I guess our relationship was built off this drug, this alcohol here.
Yeah.
And it's like, okay, it's just sad. You're like, oh, I'm a little disappointed. But I heard a good test with all these, because timed their person of the year. And again, when it's called person of the year, don't name it the computer the person of the year. It's not even a person. Don't name, like, they named the Arab Spring protesters one year the person of the year. No, that's a throng. That's a group of people. It's a simple grammar. But they named the Silence Breakers, which is fine. That's a great cause. It's changed the culture in the last few months, I would think.
Yes, very much so, for the good.
And I heard, I hate plugging him, but it's not like they're going to hear it. But I really like when it's a good guest, Joe Rogan's podcast. He had Stanhope on. And they got talking about, with all these accusations coming out, all the silence being broken, that a good test is the mother-daughter test. Like, when you're talking to somebody, think about, that's your mom, that's your daughter, or your sister, maybe. And you go, ooh, if you're seeing somebody being treated, and if that was your mom, daughter, or sister, would you put up with it? It's a pretty good test. No. I look at that, though, and go, yeah, certain people are very different, though. Like, I've met a lot of women in my life that are nothing like my mom, thank the gods. Thank God. Because, yeah, and it's enjoyable, but I'd imagine having a kid, in particular a daughter, kind of changes your perspective, though.
I'm not really there yet.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm not there yet, and I don't want to be there until the time comes. I'm at the point of where... let's see, I got her yesterday afternoon, and what I'm doing right now is trying to teach her how. I'm trying to potty train her.
Okay.
So, it's body, and you know, I'm doing the poo-poo and the potty song, you know? And I'm singing it all the time, but it worked. Yesterday, I got her, and she walked inside, and she, oh, body, body, and she did it, woo-hoo, high-five, and I'm like, yes, and what popped into my mind was, oh, what do I do about wiping, you know?
Yeah.
So... what do I do? Oh, yeah, poo-poo in the potty, woo, high five. And I was like, all right, now let's go take a bath.
Man, Dad makes me take a lot of baths. It's like she's going to grow up, and it's like, why do you take 3 showers a day? You're not out there working in the fields. Like, what's your deal? Yeah, actually, I knew a guy that I went on a trip with. He brushed his teeth like 4 or 5 times a day, which you should brush your teeth. But, I mean, you could just use Listerine, man. Like, if you're worried about bad breath.
Like, Tic-Tac?
Tic-Tac? Altoid? I mean, it is bizarre to me. The more people you meet, you're like, man, people are so weird. Oh, God, I'm probably incredibly weird to people. And I hope my weirdness is endearing, is kind of my point of view.
Yeah, apparently mine is, because people keep telling me that I'm funny.
Yeah.
And I mean,
you're funny.
I'm just me, and people laugh at me, and I'm cool with it. You're not laughing at me if I'm laughing too, or laughing with me.
Well, and I think a joke always, most jokes need to be at somebody or something's expense, and it could be yourself. You know, self-deprecating humor is, I mean, that's my wheelhouse.
Hey, there's nothing wrong with that. I mean, after the set, Saturday, the guy after me was like, hey, man, I thought about something funny. You mind? I was like, dude, go for it. Try to hurt my feelings. The worse it hurts, the better you did, and I'm going to laugh.
Yeah, it's Carl. Jesus? He looks like Jesus.
Kurt.
Oh, Kurt. I was close. It was in the K category. Oh, my goodness. But, you know, he just popped out. Jesus, how much time do I have left? He popped his head out. About a minute. Yeah, I liked it, man. I liked the whole comedy thing y'all had going. I'm definitely come back.
That's awesome, man. I can't wait to see you get up there.
Wait, I'm going to get up
there?
Yeah,
oh yeah, man. I mean, one step at a time.
Oh, no. See, I get to hide in the studio. Like, you're getting the vibe now. You've got one, you know, light, one fluorescent. What are those bulbs called? Fluorescent?
Yeah.
And it's kind of dim lit. All the lights are off. I don't like a lot of light. I kind of like, that's why I like the vibe of the club you are at.
Oh, man, the place is great. And, yeah. Just, it's basically this, but with like 10 people in front of you.
I could do that.
Yeah.
I just don't know what I would talk about. I have a feeling I would get up there and just rant and rave. And that could be entertaining. Depends on what I'm ranting and raving.
Just have to have a punchline.
Okay.
Just find something funny and then work backwards.
Okay. Okay. Find something funny and work backwards. We're trying to... It's always dangerous when you talk about comedy and irony. Like, it's... Nobody wants to read a 2,000-word like dissertation on why things are funny. Like, the CNN did that documentary series a few months ago, or so, I think last year, and they were getting into, like, okay, what is the origins of blue comedy? It's like, well, Lenny Bruce. I mean, what, Red Fox? Carlin with this words he was doing. Well, I think he did that bit on radio, which is amazing to me. It's before the FCC really had any guidelines. And Carlin gave him the guidelines. The seven words you can't say on television became the seven words. It's like, stop giving them ideas. Ah! I mean, I want to use the full language right now.
Oh, yeah. Oh, and everybody knows it. I mean, there are songs and there's that. And see, I never really listened to many other comics.
Okay.
I just did my own thing. Yeah, I do my own thing. What I think's funny, people tend to laugh at. And I have been trying to listen to a little bit of Red Skelton, you know? Yeah. And that's old.
Oh, yeah.
And he reminds me of my grandpa.
Yes. And some of that doesn't translate. Like, some of that comedy doesn't translate. Some of it does. I like the sort of the slapstick element to some of that old comedy. And some of it's, you know, daily observations. That's fine. But, like, what doesn't translate sometimes is the rhythm of speech. Like, the way people talked back then, it was more... it's weird how all that changes. And, like, I was watching some old Lenny Bruce and going, this was... Number one, this was edgy. I don't know. I didn't find it always funny. Like, there are a few moments that still translate to today, and that's what's shown on documentaries. But it's difficult going back. And, you know, I was thinking about, like, Bill Cosby. He is done. Like, his legacy has been completely tarnished. But I had this thought of, okay, Socrates. He was put to death. He drank the hemlock for corrupting the youth of Athens and questioning the gods. And you think the man's put to death. He does drink hemlock. The assembly has made their decision. You think, okay, that guy's legacy's ruined. And yet we're here 2,000 years later talking about Socrates.
Is that how Cosby's going to be? I mean, maybe.
Well, I'm wondering. You know? Oscar Wilde.
Yeah.
Same thing.
Maybe his funny will overpower his stupid.
We'll see. But I look back and go, is that life really going to translate in, you know, 20, 30 years? Is that legacy going to translate? Because it's still icky. Like, you go back, you watch The Cosby Show, and I watched it as a kid, and it was like on Nick at Nine or something like that. It was always on Nickelodeon. And I go back now and go, oh, no, my childhood has been ruined. Like, don't tell me something about Barney or the guy reading Rainbow. I hope not. LeVar Burton. Yeah.
I hope he has done nothing in my mind.
Me too.
I mean, he can read me books all day.
It's like, I know that, you know, you're supposed to kill your heroes if you meet them or whatever, your idols. But I just can't take it. My ego, my mentality about the world is very fragile.
I don't want to know the truth. I'm okay with just thinking that they're this nice person. I'm okay with thinking the guy from Reading Rainbow looks like the blind guy from The Next Generation.
It's not the same guy, though?
Is it?
We got to look.
No.
Okay. Let's see. Reading Rainbow. And if that's not the case, then I am incredibly racist, I suppose. They both look the same. Okay, let me see. Reading Rainbow, like, yeah, who's the main actor? There he is. Yeah, LeVar Burton. I'm pretty sure I'm right.
No way. That would be so awesome.
LeVar Burton is definitely the guy. He's definitely was in The Next Generation. He had to be.
Yeah.
Next Generation. Oh, it was him. Okay, yeah. Way to go. You are the
LaForge.
Man.
Yeah.
I just thought he looked like him.
Oh, and then he was Kunta Kinte in Roots.
Oh, okay.
That scene.
That's a jump.
Oh, my goodness. And, well, I'm going to introduce the record of the day. And I blame my roommate, Andrew. Because he, without fail, will show up, get control of the TV, go to YouTube, and he puts this on. And it's taken over, like... But, like, these, the effects on this video...
That's something else right there.
High quality. Cool in the Gang, 1981. Stepping out. I don't want to ever be like the lead singer famous. I want to be like one of the background dancers.
I could see how this could get stuck in your head. I mean,
yeah, stepping out.
Yeah, oh yeah. Come on, with my
baby. Now, this isn't in like what you listen to, though. You're telling me off air.
No, not really.
I'm more of a singer thing.
I'm a rock and roll guy, but I like that. That's good. Oh, I mean, that's good. Got a good beat to it.
It's a little disco. It's tight. It's.
I mean, if that was playing in the background when I stepped out of my car, I'd have a little jig, you know, walk through a water puddle and be like, oh, yeah,
yeah,
I'm stepping out.
I had a few embarrassing moments walking on the college campus with the earbuds in. Like, something like that would come on, and then it's like, that guy's walking way too happy. Was that a skip? You can't skip. Did he just click his heels?
He just tried to spin.
He
tried to spin and hit a pole.
Yeah, right into the pole. Well, I mean, what do you listen to? Because I'm trying to cull together different people's opinions on music to enrich my own.
Oh, well, I'm a rock and roll guy. I'm stuck in the mid-90s. Alice in Chains, Nine Inch Nails, Tool.
Nice.
Stuff like that. I've here lately been listening to a lot of heavier stuff. My kid likes it. She rides around with me.
The heavy stuff.
Yeah, she likes Slipknot. I don't get it, but we ride around, and I put in some like industrial, some Tool or something, you know, and it's cool. She screams with it, and then I put on Slipknot, and she just goes crazy, headbanging, and just and she holds her juice up. It's open, Dada. Yeah, she's headbanging. It's great.
I love that because I would be, I think, self-conscious with the kids. Like, can I play this hardcore stuff? It's like, can I? I get so. This is my issue, and probably why I'm hesitant to do stand-up. It's like I let other people in the room dictate. I turn into that little kid, like. Oh, is this allowed? Is it going to be okay? Maybe my parents were too heavy-handed or something. I don't know. But it's like I don't have that confidence to just be me. And I can tell that you do. You're just yourself.
I have no choice.
Yeah.
Look at all of this. You know, I've been weird for a long time. You know, gotten past the picked on, and I just know this is who I'm going to be. And,
wait, you were picked on in school?
Oh, man, of course.
What kind of stuff? I'll share first if you like.
Oh, go for it.
Starting in middle school, I was at camp. Always begins at camp. And this is after, like, the weird, smelly summer camps. It's like, is this, number one, sanitary? That counselor's a little creepy. No, I've got the bow and arrow down. You don't have to hug me like that to show me. All right? It's like that scene in Happy Gilmore, all in the hips. There's nothing to the hips when it comes to archery. Damn it. What are you doing? Anyway, I'm at camp. This has to be sixth grade, something like that. And I'm just tying my shoes. There's another dude changing in the room. And, like, these other guys who were, I guess, the cool kids, I don't know, walked in, and they're like, oh, Joey, you were looking at his zipper! And so the refrain became, Joey's gay. Which, I'm a little kid, and I'm like, no, I'm not. Which now, if somebody asks me, are you gay, I go, no, not really, except for Idris Elba. Except for that guy, that tasty piece of chocolate. No, but it was like constantly this refrain of them accusing me as wimpy and all the stereotypes that go with that. And it wasn't that scarring. It was just like, really? Come on. Leave me alone.
I guess they got to pick on somebody, and it was just us. Yeah. If it makes you feel any better, I was the, and what was it, 7th, 8th grade, I guess? I was the water boy for the football team.
Oh, no.
Yeah. And that was so much fun. I don't have that many memories of it.
Oh, wow. Did you go to a big school? See, I went to this cloistered Catholic school.
I lived in Millbrook.
Okay.
So, hey, and some of the people picking on me are probably listening.
Oh, sure.
So, hey.
Hey, what's up, guys?
Hey, what's going on?
I mean, you have a microphone now.
I know.
You couldn't tell embarrassing stories about them.
Who's laughing now?
Vengeance. I'm going for vengeance, and that will make me feel better about myself.
You're in my next joke.
Oh, yeah. Well, and you have to be careful about that. I imagine with relationships. You have to be careful about that when you're in entertainment. I worry about it with this job in the sense of I do have some power and I don't want to abuse it. Discretion is the word. And I don't, like, if you hear me tell stories, I don't use people's names if that might incriminate them. But then also, I'd imagine, like, I've got a dump button, but anybody can call these phone lines, 272-9228, and be like, oh, Joey, you are such an a-hole. You did this to me. I'm like, I was an awkward kid. I was miserable and depressed, and yeah, I'm using my moods as an excuse. I'm sorry. Luckily, that's never happened, because I don't really have a trail that much. Again, I'm a hermit, but have you ever run into that, or with, like...
Yeah, actually, I have. In high school... this girl I kind of hated. I kind of dated this girl. Kind of. Not really. Like, I dated her, but she didn't really know it. You know?
Oh, wow. What a love.
It wasn't that bad. I mean, I thought we did, but I mean, I was just a little kid, and I was nerdy, and I was nervous, and she was pretty, and I would just basically do whatever she told me to do, you know? And I guess I was kind of annoying or something, but, like, here, I don't know, was it 3 or 4 months ago, mm-hmm. I through Facebook, she said something to me, of course, because she saw I'm a baby, you know?
Oh, well, yeah.
Yeah, go tell some jokes on stage with a baby, and people from the woodwork will start talking to you. So she said something to me, and I first thing I said, sorry for being weird back in high school. And she didn't say no, but she didn't say yes. So the conversation continued, and I was like, all right, I guess that's you've forgiven me for being a weird little kid.
Yeah.
So.
Oh, and I think everybody can look back on their past. I mean, some people, I guess, had it all together all along. I guess no. I haven't met that person yet. Like, even the so-called cool kids had their insecurities, and that's probably why they acted, like, cool. It's like, here, I gotta do this thing. Though I had the mom who was, like, if she knew I was at a party or up to, you know, some fun or no good, depending on your perspective, she was the type who would call every single parent and say, your kid was at this party, and, like, curse people out, and, like, she was intense, man. So I just decided to spare my friends that wrath, and I'd occasionally sneak out, but I did not go out and about, because I knew there was one time where I got caught. She's like, I'm going to call all their parents. Like, no, please, punish me. Punish me. Don't punish them.
It's not their fault. When I lived, I used to, I went to Lee for a year, and I lived over there on South Panama, and let's see, 10th grade, and I got brave, and I snuck out, mm-hmm. and I went a couple miles away and hung out with some friends and did a little drinking and passed out, woke up at like 4 o'clock in the morning. I had to walk back home, so I went back home real quick, about half a mile away, and I lifted up the window, you know, and I got one leg in, I got an arm in, and then my mom flipped the light on, and she said I was like deer in headlights. I was just terrified. Mom caught me drinking, you know,
yeah.
And she was like, oh, you know, and she got on to me, you know, and I got in trouble, but it was that deer in headlights, that timing of when she flipped that light on, mm-hmm. when I had one leg in and one leg out, and I was terrified and kind of still drunk.
And wish you'd been wearing a diaper still.
Oh, my man, and she still tells people that story. It's a little bit better than what I just said.
Okay.
But,
well, from her perspective, it's like, sometimes parents take too much pleasure in doing this stuff.
Oh, she loves it. And she still tells everybody, and I mean, I love her to death. Back then, she was different than how it is now. Now she's like, okay, you're a weirdo. I'm okay with it.
You're grown. Yeah, you're in your 30s. Like, you're good.
Yeah, back then she was like, what is wrong with you?
Now, is she already telling you stuff like, I told you so, now that you have your own kid?
She's just giving me pointers.
Yeah.
She's giving me tips because she's a daycare teacher. And,
oh, wow.
Yeah, so the poo-poo and the potty thing, I got that from her.
Nice.
And some other folks I know that have kids, they listened. Or I told them what I was doing, and the dude was like, man, you really sing that song? And I was like, yep. I get on my knees, and I'm like, poo-poo in the potty, the high five with a little baby.
And you're probably like, what am I doing?
But it's working.
It's easy.
It works. She's going in there because I am sick and tired of buying diapers and doing all this smelly stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I'm doing it though, but I'm almost done with it, man.
Yeah, I think I was trained because guys, I think, are easier. Boys are easier with Fruit Loops.
My mom did Cheerios.
Yeah. Like, there's your target, young man. Makes me think of a whole Carlin bit. It's about it. War is really just guys waving their thing at people. Like, it's the need to project that into everybody else's lives. And so it begins early on. It's like, there's your target, young man. Hit it.
Aim it.
And it worked. I mean, it was a lot of fun.
That's what she said. She said it was easy. I just threw some Cheerios in the toilet and told you to aim for them.
No, we have somebody in this building. We haven't figured out who. Sometimes they're just having way too much fun in the bathroom. It's like where they went. It's one thing when you wake up in the morning, like early at 3 or 4 in the morning, it's dark and you miss. But it's another thing when you're in a public restroom and you're bored and you're like doing around the bowl and you miss. Like, come on, it's a public restroom. It's not your own restroom. You can clean up your own restroom. You can do what you want in your own bathroom.
Yeah, and ooh, here? Mm. Oh, that's terrible.
Yeah, so Greg is described as somebody like, you know, the settings on like a hose nozzle. Like on the misting.
Oh.
It's like, how did that happen? My goodness. But again, we don't know who it is, and we got to hit a break.
Cool.
You're listening to the Joey Clark Radio Hour. My guest this evening is Seth Spotlight. We're just hanging out, having fun.
Yeah, fantastic, man. Thank you.
Yeah, this is great. My roommate, man. It's got me stuck in my head.
Joey Clark.
Montgomery talking 24 hours a day. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Sweetheart?
Yeah?
Well, I've been thinking, I'm tired of this house.
What? You want to move?
Yeah, but we'd have to do some updating, you know, to get top dollar.
Updating really does make a lot of sense, especially when you're talking about lighting. That's where Crosby Electric comes in. They'll help you choose a stunning pendant fixture over your bathroom sink, dramatic flush mount lighting over your kitchen island, maybe some LED panels to backlight your countertops. Energy-saving LED lighting has really come down in price. Or how about a new ceiling fan that moves air more efficiently than fans built only 10 years ago? The bottom line, updating your lighting almost always delivers a full return on your investment.
Well, sweetheart, the house looks fabulous.
Yeah.
Guess I'll put out the for sale sign.
Wait.
What?
I don't wanna move.
Find out how to turn your house into the home you'll never want to leave. Visit CrosbyElectric.com or call 272-2085.
A1 Plumbing.
Listen, I need a plumber over here right now.
Let's see. We could get to that in about 3 weeks.
3 weeks?
Uh-huh.
Look, I was installing a new toilet and the water line broke. Now I'm standing in about 3 feet of water and it's still rising fast.
Uh-huh.
Look, I'll give you $50 extra if you can send someone right now.
Maybe 2 weeks.
Okay, $100, but you need to get here right now.
All right, keep your shirt on. What's that address?
I'm at 3301 Center Avenue. It's a block from the door.
Must have changed his mind.
Whether your problem is big or small, Cole Plumbing can fix it right, usually the first time and as economically as possible. With our experienced and background-checked employees, we take pride in knowing that we are one of the most trusted companies in the area. When there is trouble with your bowl, call on Cole, 279-8919, or go to coleplumbing.com.
Hey, Joe. What'd you get for Christmas?
Fishing pole. And a boat. You?
Oh, really? Well, my wife got me a marina and a ton of Ariat clothes.
How'd you swing new Ariat clothes?
My wife said Boot Barn has $10 off Ariat jeans and men's Ariat woven shirts.
Lucky. Wish I had a wife.
Yeah, it's pretty sweet.
Did you know that you can save hundreds of dollars by switching your auto insurance to Liberty Mutual Insurance? Think about what you can do with that extra money. I know what I would do. I would make some travel plans and visit family back home because there's nothing like being home for the holidays. And I'll show up with a big old bag of gifts, too. What would you do with your extra cash if you saved hundreds by switching to Liberty Mutual? This message brought to you by Liberty Mutual Insurance. Savings vary. Visit libertymutual.com to learn more.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Bundle up more winter weather in our forecast for the next few days. In fact, the next couple of days are pretty complicated. For tonight, a cold rain. Overnight low temperature in the upper 30s. Tomorrow, more rain likely. Another chilly day with a high temperature in the mid-40s at best. Tomorrow night, there could be a brief let-up in the rain late tomorrow night before the next surge of rain comes in by Friday morning, low 39. I think Friday we hover near 39. Rain possibly mixed with a little bit of wet snow. Accumulation is unlikely, but we'll keep an eye on it for you. And then on Saturday, the sun is back out. A cold day high around 49 down to 27 late Saturday night, Sunday morning. Our weather app keeps you on top of the drastic weather changes. It's going to be your best friend over the next few days with this winter weather. Go to the App Store and search Rich Thomas Weather. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
If it concerns your community, you'll hear about it on News Talk 93.1. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Joey Clark.
Oh, welcome back. Now, for South Park fans out there, you know why I'm playing this. My guest tonight is Seth Spallow. Before I go into why I'm playing this song, it was such hysterical commentary by those guys at South Park. Seth, you said you've got a show coming up tomorrow night, right?
Yeah, I'm not on it, but there is a show tomorrow night.
Okay.
It's, Bubs Harris and somebody I can't remember. Goodness gracious. Bubs Harris and some other guy from Pensacola.
Cool.
They're real good. I mean, they opened for, Bubs opened for Stanhope a while back with Fifi.
Yeah.
And
I love Stanhope, man.
Old Bubs and when we were doing the Alley Show down there, and that was real good. He was a nice guy. And, yeah, they're going to be at GT South tomorrow night.
Cool.
At I think it starts at 8:30. There's no cover.
Nice.
5 to 9, happy hour, dollar off drinks.
Nice.
I believe if you get a shot, it's really cheap.
See, I stay away from that because with my class reunion, I took one. And I blacked out.
Oh,
that scares me.
I'll sell it to y'all, but I'm not drinking. You don't want me to do that. I'm already stupid enough as is.
Now, everybody I think who's paying somewhat attention to the news is aware, again, Time Magazine did Person of the Year as the Silence Breakers, which, I don't know, Taylor Swift made an example of that DJ grabbed her butt in a picture. Remember when he did it on a red carpet photo op? Just went for a grab.
Wow.
What to Taylor Swift? And at first I'm like, yeah, did he actually do it? And then I saw the phone and go, yeah, that guy did that crap.
Wow, why?
And so she made an example of him, like sued him. He sued her because she spoke out about it. and saying that I didn't do that, and you're ruining my career as a DJ. Yeah, because our careers in radio are so good. and so she countersued for only $1 just to prove him wrong. And, they proved him wrong and made an example of this guy.
Man, I'm glad all this is happening because, I mean, it shouldn't have happened in the first place.
Right.
But it's terrible for all these old dudes that have been doing it for 40 years. And, they shouldn't have done it in the first place. But they got away with it for all that time. And they're just, that whole pile of poo that they built is, rolling over on top of them.
Yeah.
And, what the next question is, who's next?
Right. Oh, yeah. And that's exactly, what I was meaning by, your heroes are now all perverts and, sexual assault.
It's terrible.
Predators.
Nowadays is crazy. It's like me walking around with my kid, Mm-hmm. I mean, yeah, she's my daughter, love her to death, but she's a girl and I'm a grown man, and 1 out of 10 people look at me weird. It's like, come on, man.
That's what's messed up is, I get the people should be on high alert. And what my reason bringing up Taylor Swift is, she didn't seem that silent about what happened. She just came on right out with it and really made an example of this guy in the public arena. I was thinking the silence records were these folks who don't have any star power or any fame, and they finally spoke out. The two comedians that came out about Louis, it's okay, I had not heard of them before, and that took guts, I'd imagine, in the comedy world.
Mm-hmm.
So, I want to hear their perspective, but with all this going on, it's of course making people in office settings, workplace settings, think twice. Though something 36, I don't know, I'm just throwing out numbers, but it's 30-something percent of marriages start in the office. People meet at work, which makes sense.
Yeah, you spend a lot of time there.
Right,
yeah.
You spend a lot of time there. People work together, they get to know each other, so it makes sense. But I think folks are very nervous about even that. I'm not talking boss with a lower-level employee. I'm talking people that are at the same level. In the handbook, it's just fine. And they're even worried about any feelings they might have. And so South Park took this on. And if you've been watching the last few seasons, they have a new principle, PC principle. And PC principle lays out what I just did with all these allegations coming out. We've decided to bring in somebody new.
What do you mean PC?
Politically correct principle.
Okay.
Have you not seen this?
No.
He's like a fraternity bro. He's like, I'm PC principal. And he's you just said something derogatory about women, bro. It's not cool, man. It's not cool. They had a whole episode where they're at the PC politically correct frat house because I've seen this, these guys are essentially acting politically correct and uber feminist, whatever, in order to hook up with women. And he's going down the hallways, did you get your consent form signed? You get your consent form signed? All right, man, all right. Yeah, I'm so woke. It's so terrible how oppressed women are in this society. And a lot of the guys doing that are just trying to hook up. And so they kind of skewered some of that out there. And so he's the principal. He's very politically correct. And he said, but all this stuff coming out, we need a new person here to help out with the, sexual dynamics at the school. And so I'd like to welcome in Vice President Strong Woman. And he keeps interrupting her, what she says is right. She's like, do you think I can't speak for myself? And there's this one moment where after she gives a long speech on what's correct in the workplace and at school, and it shows him dreamily looking at her, and this starts. And he's he can't take it anymore. He's falling in love with her, and he's like, I don't know how to feel about this. It's those guys are genius. Because people are people. You can have rules, you can have standards, and people will try to live up to them, too. In good faith, it's not for any cynical, underhanded motive. And yet, things happen where you do become attracted to somebody. And it can often make you feel like crap. I was telling you a story off air that I don't really want to share on air, but it's people I knew, a relationship failed, and it ended up being a really crappy situation at home.
Mm-hmm.
And part of it, I look back and go, well, it wasn't meant to be, but it was a terrible few months. And you go, okay, that's how it works out. Like, all this worry and woe about, I'm supposed to be, you know, just turning 29, or you're supposed to be married by the time you're 30. I think there's more pressure on women than like, me. But also, you do, it goes back to me being bullied. It's like the rumors. It's, he's 29? Yeah. Wait, he's a bachelor? Yeah. Has he ever really had a long-lasting relationship? No. Like, is he gay? Oh, no, not really, except for Idris Elba.
What's wrong with him?
What's wrong with him? Is he like an axe murderer? Or like, and I mean, the only fact is no really good-looking and intelligent woman has made the effort to marry me. It's not up to me.
Exactly. I mean, all that's up to you is, hi, how are you doing? And the rest is in her hands.
Yeah.
I mean.
Yeah, exactly. I just stopped trying.
That's the best thing to do.
I've stopped trying.
Because otherwise, you walk into that hallway called Creeper.
Yes. And that's another one that stuck with me. I think I deserved it in some respects, but it came from a place of being awkward and not knowing what to say. And it's like, do you want to hear about the existentialist philosophy I've been reading? I know I can't talk about that. Like, I went on some of these dating sites, and the first thing they tell you is don't talk about politics, don't talk about religion, don't talk about philosophy. I'm like, well, I'm screwed. Not in the way I want either. Like, I'm done.
You're stuck, aren't you?
and I'm not the, like, there's a study with Tinder saying, and again, it's like you really needed a study for this. Physically good-looking guys and fit men, you know, with the, you know, symmetrical face and the jawline and they, you know, traditionally leading male type guys do better on Tinder than, say, guys that rely on their wits.
Duh. Because that's all it's based upon.
All right. It's just a photo.
Yeah. That's how you get herpes via the internet.
Yeah, it's, you got to be careful. Plus, in a city this town, there's not that many people on Tinder. It's like a I didn't realize Tinder in this town would be a glorified Turing test.
It's, oh,
like,
man.
So many bots. Like, I had one bot. And I knew it was a bot because of how quick the response was. It was immediately like, well, but I played along. Like, let's see how clever and sophisticated this bot is. Like, yeah, well, you're funny. You want to meet tonight? I'm like, sure. Where? Let's meet at like a neutral public place. Let's like meet at a restaurant or something. She's like, no. Come meet me at my place. I go, that's a red flag right there. I'm like, no, let's meet at a restaurant. No, meet at my place at this address. And I look up the address, and it's like off the beaten path, out in Pike Road, like right now, an empty lot next to some warehouse in the boondocks. Like, what? And obviously that creeped me the hell out. I'm like, what is this? But I'm trying to rack my brain about what would have happened if I had gone out, if some idiot had gone, oh, a girl wants me to meet her. Let's go to this address. What happens to Joey? You see me. I'm not a big guy. I'm somewhat dainty in some ways. And I don't, would it have turned into like Red State? Have you seen that movie?
Oh, yes. Oh, man. Kevin Smith movie, right?
Yeah.
Oh, man. That was great.
Right. Oh, fantastic movie.
Great movie. I watched one of his new ones. What is it? Holiday?
Yeah, holidays. I haven't seen that yet.
It's a bunch of short ones about each holiday.
Okay.
Real juicy.
Yeah.
Real juicy and creepy.
Talk about a guy who can't be on FCC Airways. I love Kevin Smith. I love watching this fat man on Batman, like breakdowns of movies and things coming out. But yeah, I was worried that, okay, if I went to that address, somebody's going to kidnap me and do some weird stuff to me.
Probably. Like,
you have to be so careful in this world.
It's terrible. I mean, it's hard to talk to anybody that's not a buddy of yours via the internet because it's fake. You know, it's lies.
It's all lies.
It's all lies. I mean, okay, for you example, okay? On Facebook, your picture looks nothing like you.
Yeah. I don't know if I take off the glasses, put the hair down. But yeah, my resting face looks very different than the photo I have.
The 90% of the photos on there, the people look nothing like them.
See, but the reason I do that is I like to disappoint people from the get-go.
It doesn't matter with me because I don't care.
I met some young woman. She was in town with a presidential candidate, a libertarian candidate. And I walked in to the room. And I kind of just, everybody's being very awkward. And this is off, especially at libertarian political get-togethers. Everybody's kind of leaning on the wall, looking at their feet, shuffling their feet, looking at their phone. Nobody's talking. So I just walk in because the person who invited me was, I knew her and it was her office. I walk in and go, hello, everybody. And this one girl who I'd been writing for, she was a co-editor, just looks up at me and goes, and who are you? Like, who are you thinking you're such a big shot? I'm Joey. She gets up and goes, Joey! She hugs me. And then I could see, though, when she stepped back, she looked at me. And there was this confusion on her face. I'm like, there it is.
Mm-hmm.
There's the disappointment. That's what I'm going for. So, like, build people up. Somehow, this happened in 2014. It's such an accolade. I was put on the list. The 20 hottest libertarian men. I was impressed because I was like, number one, how did I pull that off? So I'm looking at some of the other guys going, that dude's like a bodybuilder. That dude's like some, look at me. That, the sad face. And it says, not just known in the movement about Joey Clark. I'm like, good. I like it that way. If he actually knew me, I wouldn't be on this damn list. But it's like, how did... Oh, I know how I pulled that off. A carefully angled picture on the book of faces, and I write. That's my weak spot. If a woman compliments me on my writing, I immediately am like, oh, God, thank you. And I know it's wrong. It can be professional, and like, I love your writing style, and that's cool. And I correct myself. I'm just saying my knee-jerk impulse is like, oh, somebody likes me.
That's how I feel.
Validation.
About comedy, man. You tell me I'm funny, oh, I'm like, yeah, you got to be kidding. But then when I'm up there and I hear somebody laugh and I look and I'm like, they're really laughing with me.
No, the whole thing you did about the columns.
Oh, yeah.
I was laughing my ass off.
And it's crazy because that just popped into my head because I don't go out and drink, so I spend a lot of time by myself. I work most of the time alone, and I travel a lot. This week, Monday went to Crestview, Tuesday went to Columbus, today I was in Enterprise, so it's a lot of window time, and I listened to you, and it just hit me, and I was just like, wow, columns, you know, sure do look like stripper poles.
I'm trying to raise a daughter here. I don't know what I'm teaching her. Like, I don't want to be too clingy or not too aloof. Either one could lead to that place. You just never know.
I used to make jokes about me going out and drinking and doing stupid things, but now I can't do that anymore. Now I have to...
You could talk about old, especially now that you're reformed. Be like, I used to do this. So it's not as damning.
Yeah, well, I already did that. And now I try not to recycle, so I try just to do new stuff. And I at least once a week, I do something stupid that I can write down.
Yeah.
And about once a month, those stupid acts turned into something that I can have a punchline for. And yeah, that's how that turned out. Because originally, what you heard Saturday was... The beginning of the joke was the end of it.
Okay.
Yeah, so I took the end of it a month ago, put it in the beginning, put those two little shorties, and then put the column thing at the end, and that was my callback.
And the Woody doll was a nice toy.
Yeah, yeah. My mom just happened to give that to me for my daughter, and I had to use it.
Yeah, it's been too easy making fun of Roy Moore.
Yeah.
Though you look at Doug Jones, too, and I'm like, that's a target-rich environment, too.
Yeah, it's easy to make fun of Roy Moore, but it is so easy to make fun of the other guy, too, that it's just like, oh, I don't think I'm going, you know.
Well, and it's, to be honest, it's easy to just make fun of Alabama at this point.
Yeah, it really is.
Yeah, and you know, I know the folks. I know the folks who call in. I've met folks in get-togethers. I was born and raised here, and you know, this isn't... God, I hate that, like, it's become this show. It's what Alabama's being known for nationally now.
It's terrible because it's so far away from the truth.
Yeah, and like politicians do not represent us. No. This is why I took a vow to abstain from any federal election. Voting. Abstain from voting. And I'm happy with myself. I take the vow very seriously.
I don't blame you. I didn't until I started listening to this, and then I was like, well, I feel like I can make an educated choice, and I did, and now I don't feel like I can anymore. So I was able to do it once. I got a bunch of those I voted stickers, and I'm done.
Good, let the cynicism flow through you. That's what I'm doing, folks, just making everybody so cynical about politics, we just give up, and then we see what happens. That sounds like a bold plan.
And it's not my fault.
Yeah, no, it's not my fault. I'm just in your speakers every day, and it's not like I influenced anything. But that's what it hit me. It's like, I can sit here, and I don't take politics that seriously anymore, but I could sit here and take it incredibly seriously. Write essays on the topic, you know, research whether it's domestic policy or geopolitics, and share my opinion on air every day. I could work in a campaign, help try to get some fundraising dollars here or there, or work a phone bank, or go canvass for somebody. You can do all these things, but at the end of the day, when you go to vote, that bubble you fill in, that little vote, is worth just as much as the person goes, well, I think he's cute. Like that Doug Jones. He reminds me of my father. And I think he's cute. And it's like, you don't have to be informed at all. And your vote counts just as much.
And it's amazing how many people aren't and do.
So I would rather talk about it. And if somebody wants to have a serious conversation, fine. But I think I'm doing more speaking about things. I think the freedom of speech is much more important than the right to vote.
You must be right, because it worked for me.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, I did it.
You voted?
Yeah, after I didn't until I started listening. I've been listening for a year and a half.
Okay.
So I think I voted twice.
Yeah, we'll see.
And I don't...
It's just the politics is too pervasive in the culture. Like, there's this old saying of politics is downstream from culture. That if you change the culture, eventually the politics will change. I also think... And I think that's generally true. The left culture, I think, has been incredibly successful over the last several years. And I think the Trump election was about culture and sort of a backlash against political correctness, among other things. But I also worry that the stream of culture can be polluted by politics. That when you're creating culture and all you want to, like, if you're doing your comedy routines because you want to make a political difference, like, no, you're going to ruin comedy. Well, Seth, we're all out of time, man. All out of time.
Man, thank you.
But do you hear that?
Hootie, hoo.
I think I have a little bit of a man crush on you at this point.
Oh,
I think that's inappropriate.
We're going to walk out of here holding hands?
I think so.
We already kind of look the same.
Yeah. Two Jesus-like figures.
Yes.
Walking on the street. Is that a baby?
Yes, me and you and Rose.
Yeah. Don't tell Roy.
We all have the same hoodie.
Well, Seth, thank you so much for joining me, man.
Thank you very much, man. I'll do it anytime.
And folks, thank you for listening. I'll be back tomorrow night.
Joey Clark.